This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The last of the big summer holiday weekends is now over, and we also have seen the openers for the dove season, the teal season, and the early goose season. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, things are looking very good on the outdoor scene. The dove season opener is now over, and we've seen pretty good action at most locations. The early farm harvest, the corn harvest, is indeed playing some role in scattering these doves. But up to this point, we could still go out and find some pretty good concentrations of doves and enjoy some pretty good action. The teal hunt, as always, is a hit and miss affair. You just got to be out there on the right day. These teal migrate, and there's no way of predicting them. A lot of them have already passed through, in fact, from what I'm hearing. But I think there's still a little bit of teal hunting yet to be enjoyed, and we'll see it soon. And the early goose season, that is always a fun game if you can get the right weather and get out there and enjoy some action. But local fishing, it too has been pretty good. Most anglers are going out to our local lakes and enjoying some pretty good success, particularly for catfish and largemouth bass. Those two species have been providing some pretty good action. The bass bite has been an early morning thing, an evening thing, as you might expect, and much of the better action is indeed coming in the morning hours. Anglers are using crankbaits, plastic worms, jig and port combinations, spinner baits, buzz baits, all and producing some pretty good success most days. Of course, you'll find the occasional day when things are tough, and these occasional little cold fronts can change things like we witnessed this past weekend. Though it was more comfortable, it does change the environment, and the bass bite does get a little funny at times. The catfish bite, however, doesn't seem to change. It's been good all summer long and continues to be. I think we're going to continue to see some great catfishing throughout the next several weeks, in fact, well into fall, so I'm looking for some pretty good fishing here. And if you're a pheasant hunter, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will begin accepting applications later this month for controlled hunting opportunities at 19 sites. This year's application period occurs nearly a month later than last year. This year, 15 sites are operated by the Department of Natural Resources, while four other sites will continue to be operated on a public-private partnership arrangement between the IDNR and T. Miller, Inc. The online permit reservation system for the 15 operated sites by the DNR opens September 27th, and permit information, season dates, and other information are now available on the DNR website. Simply go to www.dnr.state.il.us and you'll be able to find a link to the online pheasant permit application period. Controlled pheasant hunting fees will remain unchanged for this year. The daily permit fee for the controlled pheasant program is $25 per resident hunter and $35 for non-resident hunters. The daily permit fee applies to each hunter. The public-private partnership areas, those are a little different, and you make reservations online as well. Those will be at Chain of Lakes State Park in Lake County, Silver Spring State Park in Kendall County. More locally, Ramsey Lake State Park in Fayette County and Horseshoe Lake State Park in Madison County. So that's another option if you're a pheasant hunter, and you can go ahead and make reservations on the public-private partnership sites now. The state-managed sites, those reservations will open on September 27th. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and we have pretty good fishing to report at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Wren Lake, the crappie bite is fair to good and will only continue to get better as the waters cool. A few fish are being caught shallow in the Gun Creek area due to the few days of cool weather, and stake beds and brush piles around the 10-foot mark are holding crappie as well. A lot of fish are being caught, but most are on the small side, with a lot of keepers showing up from time to time. You're not going to just catch bunches of keepers all at once. Look around the laydown trees along the bank. Fish seize starting at the deepest part and move shallower. Some of the fish are being caught under the bridges as well in deep water, about 8 to 14 feet deep. It seems like minnows fished 5 to 10 feet deep seem to be producing the best action. The problem is it's keeping these minnows alive in the hot weather. Try placing a frozen jug of water in your minnow bucket, and that will help as well. The bass bite, the bass are congregating on the subtle bottom changes on or very near the main lake points. Crankbaits fished around these areas at depths of about 5 to 6 feet are working. You may catch them good for an hour on places like this, and the bite will suddenly change, and the fish will move up as in as little as a foot of water near woody cover. Some of the better fish are consistently coming from the 5 to 6 foot range, although. Now, Rend Lake is really tough right now, and tournament weights are still holding very well, however. An 8-hour tournament typically needs about 16 pounds to win. The catfish bite, it's been good all around the lake. It's been good all summer and continuing to be that way. It continues to be one of the best catfish lakes in the state. Anglers are using cut shad, but several different baits like commercial catfish baits as well as a variety of live baits are working well. If you're fishing from the shoreline, the Ina boat ramp continues to be a hot spot. So that's the place to head if you're a shoreline fisherman. Otherwise, if you're fishing from a boat, most anywhere on the lake is yielding good catches of fish. At Carlisle Lake right now, the white bass are rated excellent. They're being caught in good numbers around the islands, silos, humps, and flats. Most are being taken on slab spoons and little Georges combined with a curly tail. Some anglers are trolling with crankbaits combined with a curly tail, and these fish are just now beginning to show up on the riprap and clay banks for rooster tails and curly tail users. And the sauger bite, rated good. They're being caught around the islands and near the silos, trolling with crankbaits. The catfish bite, also good. Many anglers are drifting in the main body of the lake with shrimp or cut shad, and we're seeing some fair crappie action now. The crappie are starting to be caught in the lake on tube jigs and minnows, particularly in the Allen Branch and Pepin Horse Branch around 4 to 6 foot depth, so there's some action there as well. At Lake Shelbyville, the lake is now back to normal pool. First time we've seen it that way in a long time, and summer fishing is in full swing. White bass are on the flats, and with those whites are hungry walleye. Wind seems to be the key to good fishing. The flats get churned up with both wind and boat traffic, and out of nowhere, the whites converge, and the walleye lay in wait underneath them for easy pickings. Covering water until you find them is also the key. If you hit one big white bass, throw on the brakes, because this is the spot to go. There'll be quite a few fish traveling with this one, and you can typically put quite a few in the live well before you're done. And don't give up on an area. You can hit that area once and come back and hit it again. Those fish might show up right away. And once we get a big drop in surface temperatures to about 70 or even less, the crappie will make a big move. Right now, they're out in the deep basins chasing shad. The shad will make a big push into the front half of the biggest coves on the lake, and then you can really catch these crappie on small jigs or jigs tipped with minnows. You can work all kinds of standing trees by tossing a jig about 6 to 8 feet past it and letting it swing past as you retrieve it. That'll be the key here in just a few weeks. The deep down main lake trees also will begin to come alive once these waters start to cool. The wind game here also plays a role, and you need to have a little bit of wind to keep this fishing good on Lake Shelbyville. The lake is very clear, and there's still pretty good fishing to be found. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.